This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day state visit to Seychelles this morning to attend the country's Golden Jubilee National Day celebrations as the guest of honour. This will be his first visit to Seychelles since 2015. The Ministry of External Affairs said an Indian Armed Forces contingent, along with two Indian Navy ships, will participate in the celebrations. During the visit, the PM will hold talks with Seychelles President Dr. Patrick Hermini to review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has announced the deployment of 1,000 advisory personnel across the country and the upgradation of the trade portal to help businesses maximize the benefits of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA. Addressing the 10th annual UK-India Week in London yesterday, Mr. Goyal said, the India-UK partnership has expanded beyond traditional trade to encompass strategic sectors such as technology, sovereign AI, critical minerals, defence and clean energy.
The UK agreement is a template which is very comprehensive. It's not only about tariffs and rules of origin. It's not only about traded goods and services. It's about collaborations in technology, in education, culture, the arts. It is focused on bringing the best of both countries to each other. It's a fair, equitable, very balanced agreement.
At the business plenary session in London, Mr. Goyal said India-UK ties are moving towards a defining milestone with the India-UK CETA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Abelardo de la Espriella on his victory in the Colombian presidential elections. In a social media message, Mr. Modi said, India values its close friendship with Colombia, which continues to grow in all areas. He conveyed his best wishes to Mr. De La Espriella for a successful tenure, saying that he looks forward to working together to further deepen bilateral relations. India has launched Operation Amistad, a humanitarian assistance and disaster relief HADR mission, in response to the devastating earthquakes in Venezuela. The death toll from the two powerful earthquakes in Venezuela has risen to 920, with 3,300 people injured. The Ministry of External Affairs said the operation is a gesture of solidarity with the people of Venezuela. As part of the mission, two Indian Air Force C-17 Globemaster aircraft departed for Venezuela this morning, carrying humanitarian relief supplies and a 41-member rescue team to support ongoing relief and rescue operations. In the FIH Men's Pro League Hockey, India thrashed Pakistan 7-1 at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. After Abu Bakr gave Pakistan an early lead, India staged a remarkable comeback with seven different goal scorers. Sukhjeet Singh and Harmanpreet Singh scored in the second quarter, while Hardik Singh, Jugrat Singh, Abhishek and Rajkumar Pal added four more goals in the third. Dilpreet Singh completed the rout with a goal in the fourth quarter. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, France defeated Norway 4-1 in Massachusetts, USA, while Senegal beat Iraq 5-0 in Toronto in their final Group 1 matches. France topped Group 1 and advanced to the last 32 knockout stage. Ousmane Dembele scored a hat-trick in the first half, while Désiré Doué added a late fourth goal. Norway's only goal came from Kjellanui Asgard. Despite the defeat, Norway also progressed to the last 32. In another match, Senegal thrashed Iraq 5-0. Papa Gueye scored twice, while Habib Diarra, Ismail Assar and Illiman Diaye were also on target for Senegal. The win keeps Senegal in contention for the last 32 as one of the best third-place teams. And that is the end of this news bulletin.